Good evening. It's wonderful to be with you once again. I love you with all my heart, unconditionally, just the way you are. All is well. There are no mistakes. Everything is in its right place. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. There was once a man who was training his son. And he went outside and he put his son on the step. And he said, "Now jump into daddy's arms, daddy will catch you." The son did so. Then he put on the second step and he said, "Jump into daddy's arms, daddy will catch you." And the son did so. Then he put him on the third step. He said the same thing. Only this time he didn't catch him. And the kid fell and bruised his legs. And his dad looked down at him and he said, "Son, never trust anybody, even your father." Now what does this have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. The story is not a metaphor. It's not a parable. It's nothing. It's worthless. It doesn't mean a thing. Yet you listen to it with great interest. And this will enlighten you. But let's see what we can do with that story. The sun represents pure intelligence. It comes into the world as a body and it's totally innocent. The father represents the ego. The son comes into this world pure and innocent, has pure intelligence, and begins to lose that. By looking at the world, looking at the ego, the ego tells the son, "Look at this world, it's yours. You can have anything you want, you can do anything you want. It's a beautiful world. Believe in me," the ego. "There are riches in this world beyond your imagination. Look at the beautiful trees, the sky, the clouds, flowers. Everything is beautiful." And the son, being young, without any experience, begins to identify with those things. But just when everything is going smoothly and rightly, the ego pulls the rug from under the sun. And the son has negative experiences. He starts to fret, worry, become upset. It forgets about itself being pure intelligence. It forgets about itself being innocent. But now it begins to identify with an ego. And it says, "I want this. I desire this. I feel upset if I don't have this. I want this person. I want this toy. I feel hurt. I feel alone. I feel happy, I feel sad." It has come into full swing as an ego. This is what happens to us. When we first came into this world, we came from pure intelligence, absolute reality. And while we're still babies, we took on this body, we still had this innocence, this sweet innocence within us. There's a great beauty and joy, this pureness. But as we became programmed in the world, we forgot about this. And we became human. And here we are today, full-blown human beings, with the eye dominating. The eye desires this, the eye desires that. The eye is full of desires. And we try to pacify the eye by giving it what it wants. Consequently, sometimes we're very happy, sometimes we become miserable when we do not get what we want, what we think we should have. We have forgotten about our divine heritage. We have forgotten we are divine intelligence, pure awareness. We identify completely with the body. And you know this is true. Look at your life only for today. And see the desires you had, the wants you had, the needs you had, the things that you think you want enough to have. See how miserable this makes you when you do not achieve what you want. You become totally body conscious, believing that you are a body-mind phenomenon. Yeah, as we go through the visits to the centers of life, some of us, because previous experience, because something happens to us, begin to realize this is not all there is. This is not what life really is. Who am I? Where did I really come from? What is my mission in life? What am I here to do? We keep asking ourselves these questions. And the answer is always in itself. We have all the answers within us. As we keep searching, going from pillar to post, running around the world, seeking answers, seeking teachers, seeking wisdom, when all the time has been within yourself. You have been what you are seeking all this time. Yet you keep on seeking. As if some force has made you go seek something that you lost. when you totally surrender, when you sort of give up searching and seeking, then things begin to happen. And that before. As long as you keep seeking, you will keep on seeking. There will be no end to it. You have to put an end to it yourself. You have to sort of say to yourself, what I have been seeking has been seeking me. There's no more going out and going in, going out and going in. There's only that which is, and I am that. You become more peaceful, more loving, kinder. You begin to understand there's only one life, and that life is pure intelligence, and that life is your life now. There's nothing to analyze, nothing to discover, nothing to really do but to be yourself, just the way you are. There's no one around who can tell you anything. There's no book that can really teach you anything. You are the one right now. You are the one you've always been looking for. You are that. Right this minute, right now. An incomprehensible beauty and joy. That bliss that you hear about is yours. It is yours right this moment. Yet you appear to be struggling. What are you struggling for? It is your mind that has been programmed that tells you that you have to struggle, that you have to fight, you have to survive. Those are ideas that have been printed in your mind, have been programmed. You believe you are a person with rights, you like to stick up for your rights, fight for your rights. This is all the mind, it's all the ego. It tells you these things. You have no rights. Why do you need rights anyway? You can always read the Bill of Rights. It will tell you all kinds of interesting things. But there's something beyond all of these thoughts. Something beyond all of your desires, wants, needs, feelings, emotions. And something beyond it is you. The real you. You are the ocean. And the bubble is your body. Bodies come and bodies go continuously. But you remain as the ocean. There is a bubble in the ocean. to do this, you have to think about these things every day. Instead of getting up in the morning thinking about your work and thinking about the clothes you're going to wear or the food you're going to eat for breakfast, you have to think about these things we're discussing. You have to become aware of yourself, of who you really are. To understand that I am not this body. I am not this mind that tells me all these things all day long. I am neither person, place, nor thing. I am pure awareness. I am absolute reality. I am total freedom. Not limited to the circumference of my body. Not limited to anything. I expand in all directions. My essence is in the plants, in the trees, in the sky, in the people, in the animals. I am all of these things. The whole universe is myself. Everything emanates out of my mind. Everything comes out of me. The whole creation is my creation. If I want to find this is true, I must go deep within myself. I must dive deeper within myself. And find the source of my being, which is consciousness. And it goes deeper within myself. The whole universe follows suit. And the whole universe dies within me. Everything goes within me, everything. That's where it came. It goes back to where it came. To the source of all life, the self. I am that self. the one self, unblemished, pure. All-pervading. I and my Father are one. I and the Self are one. I am that one. And instruct yourself that way. As you talk to yourself this way, the ego begins to listen. The ego begins to diminish. And the one day will disappear entirely, completely. Then you will discover you've never been the ego, you've never been human, you've never been anything. You have discovered your nothingness. And you, as discovered, it disappears also. There's no you left without discovering anything. You is gone. There's just isness. You have become is. Is you ain't my baby. Remember that song? Why would you not admit that you're free? Why would you not accept your isness? If you only knew how beautiful you were, the true self, if you only realize the joy that you are, the love that you are, the peace that you are, you have no problems, no worries. There never were any problems or worries. The worries and problems simply appear to you because you didn't know who you were. But now you know who you are. You are the truth. The whole truth. You are the light. You are the way. When it appears to be your body disappeared, nowhere, like a dream. And the world followed suit. There's that you. You know this now. Never will you be disturbed again by anything, anybody. How can you be heard if you're not heardable? What can possibly hurt you? Only when there are certain wants and needs that you think you don't have, can you be heardable. And you can only do this by comparing yourself to other people. When you realize that yourself is totally sufficient, totally sufficient. There's nothing missing. Then you become divinely happy. But when you believe you're a human being, then you have problems, wants, desires. So the secret is not in getting rid of your desires or wants or longings, but in awakening from your deep sleep of mortality. When you awaken from the deep sleep of mortality, all your wants and desires will be gone. They will disappear by themselves. Look to yourself. Learn to worship yourself. To bow to yourself. You are the one. Never forget this. You are that one that has always been and will always be. It is wonderful. There is nothing enough to seek any longer. You have heard the truth, you have seen the truth. Be satisfied with it. If you are the one, then there's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. You're just happy all the time. When you recognize that you are the entire universe, then what is there to do? Where can you possibly go? It's all within you. Everything is within you. Everything. What an acceptance for yourself. fulfill their own requirement. Everything will unfold the way it's supposed to in your life. Give it a chance. It is when you are peaceful, the things resolve themselves in the right way because you are concerned. When you are in total peace with yourself, you are the power. The totality of everything. Accept this about yourself. Say to yourself, I am that I am. I am absolute reality, nirvana. I have never been anything less than that. Everything that I see and behold with my eyes, I have created myself. If I do not like what I see, I simply uncreate it by letting it go back into my mind, where it began. I am in control of my world, my destiny, and it's all good, it's all wonderful. I am at peace with myself, with this world in which I live. For after all, the world is my creation. And I am infinite love. Subsequently, everything I see is love. I see love everywhere. In the clouds, in the sky, in the trees, in the birds, in people, in animals. I am able to see this because I am that myself. Nothing and no one can hurt me any longer. For I have become unhurtable. No one can show me any evil anywhere. Because evil is not a power. It has no validity. It is just wrong thinking. All is well, all is right, all is good. If you truly wish to repent, just sit in silent meditation and see that perfect reality within. For all manners of evil merely arise in erroneous thought. And like the morning dew before the rising sun, can perfectly be eliminated through beneficence, wisdom, and light. You are that light. You are that wisdom. And all is well. Feel free to ask questions.
Can we post 1 minute?
Yes,
I have a desire. It means I have an idea that something might be different than it already is. And there's no way for something to be different than it is at any one time. Also, that brings in the matter of time, which is also mental creation. So it's really kind of a waste of time to have a desire.
Exactly.
The trick is to stop.
To stop desires by understanding who you really are. When you understand your true nature, desires cease by themselves. Desires only come to human beings. How can the infinite have a desire? The infinite reality is the whole universe, everything. You can have a desire because it's fulfilling yourself completely all the time. So only a human being can have a desire. And since you're not a human being, so you have no desire. You are Fred, the non-human being. Congratulations.
You can only have a desire if you imagine you are what you aren't.
Exactly.
And insist on it.
When you stop imagining everything, you'll be free. And the desire is nothing. As long as we're using our imagination, this is what's called false imagination in Buddhism. We imagine that the world is real, we imagine we see people all the way they look. We imagine things are going on in this world. But in reality, it's not going on, nothing's going on. Nothing is happening. It's your mind that moves, not the world.
Okay.
On
a relative plane or any other plane, anything that I see in a dream or a drug experience or delirium tremens, it's all equally real or equally unreal, whichever way I want to look.
That's true, yes. It's up to you. That's your free choice. It's your free will. That's the only free will you've got. To be able to take an honest look at life and say, I accept this, I reject this. That's the feeling we've got.
In AA we have this thing we call the serenity prayer. It says, God grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change. The matter, the thing about it is, I can't change nothing.
So why try?
I should quit.
Let go of everything.
That's what you keep trying.
There's nothing you have to change, friend. Change takes care of itself without your help.
You're better there than I've been doing.
Change is for whom? For the ego. For the body, for the mind. Go beyond change. Throw all your change away and keep a dollar bill.
Well, Robert, I was reading some stuff on quantum theory and they're like proving today the new science of quantum theory. Everything that you've been saying, the Vatican doctors have been saying for 10,000 years, that it's all an illusion in the sense that it's a giant hologram. Mm. That everything that is here is the creation of everyone's own mind. Mm. You know? And I mean, just absolutely coincides with what we're saying today. I mean, they're proving it that it's some sort of scientific manner, which will be like an everyday understanding. Coming from a scientific point of view.
Not really, because science can only go so far. When you go into places like consciousness, or absolute reality, there's no instruments to measure this. Science has to be measured to say so, it works. But this is beyond science. that this is immediate consciousness with non-commensurate consciousness, non-commensurate absolute reality, a human being will never be able to do this. No scientist will ever be able to measure it. You can go a certain way and say what you just said. Everything is in a state of flux. Everything is composed of hydrogen atoms.
Saying
is that there's only one thing here. There are other individuals. When you think there's an individual, there's only one thing here. And that's the, they're not proving their materialistic sense. I mean, I think they're going beyond that. To know the absence of reality, it has to be a direct experience. You have to experience it directly yourself. Again, there are no instruments we can measure. The finite can never know the instrument.
As the soul power gets lost, trying to measure the depth of the universe.
Nothing is really happening. It's all mass hypnosis. It's hallucination. Consciousness never made anything happen. Because if we call consciousness, it doesn't exist anyway. But for the sake of talking and explaining things, we have all these words. Like the Bible teaches the creation came from Adam and Eve. The Upanishad tells us that Brahman created everything. Everything is Brahman. But this is for the sake of people wanting to know. When the ego wants to know, there'll be somebody to write about it and tell you what happened. But when the ego is transcended, then you'll be free, there'll be nobody to tell you anything. Because we go beyond everything. So less than the sounds. Go beyond everything that you've ever understood. We'll be free.